Welcome to the Deep Dive. This week, we are skipping the gentle summaries and just plunging right into what sources are calling the Wednesday shock.
A triple feature, really?
Exactly. A series of announcements that, honestly, have simultaneously defined the near future of gaming, hardware, and, well, maybe humanity itself.
It's a lot to unpack.
It is. We've got a massive stack of source material here. Everything from leaked developer notes, fiscal reports, stuff from the CES show floor chaos, and even some critical FDA filings.
Right.
So our mission is to cut through all that noise for you, pull out the core technical drivers, the commercial strategies behind these headlines. We want to know why 2026 is already shaping up to be defined by a single, pretty painful virtue.
Patience.
Expensive patience.
That's precisely right. And you're going to need patience on, you know, a few different fronts. We're dealing with balancing the intense hype of new computational power. I mean, the kind of hardware that redefined excess. With the critical thinking you really need when revolutionary biotech becomes commercially available this fast, it's a dizzying landscape, and we're here to guide you through it.
So let's begin where the waiting game officially got more intense, the world of Vice City. The sources confirm what a lot of people suspected, but now it's official. The launch window for Grand Theft Auto the VI has moved.
Yeah, Take-Two Interactive's midweek fiscal report made it formal. It pushed the title out of that previously hoped for spring 2026 slot.
And now it's what, fall?
It's now officially targeting fall 2026. Internal sources are pointing to a specific date, November 19th. But what's really insightful about the material we've got is that the delay isn't for a single reason. It's a brilliant mix of technical necessity and high-level financial strategy.
Okay, so let's start with the technical side of it. The reports are saying the extra time is primarily to hit a specific performance target, one that's tied to the inevitable mid-gen console refresh.
We're talking about PS5 Pro optimization.
Right.
Exactly. The goal, according to these leaked internal memos, is a stable, just buttery smooth native 4K resolution running at 60 frames per second.
Wow.
And that bar has proven excruciatingly difficult to hit.
Because the existing base consoles are showing their age.
They really are. I mean, we are talking about the CPU, the base PS5, the Xbox Series X. They're built around that older Zen 2 architecture.
Which was great for its time, but...
But now, yeah. The report suggests they are truly struggling to maintain even a basic 30 FPS in the game's most dense, highly populated urban areas. That architecture is the bottleneck.
And if you're Rockstar, you just can't launch your decade-defining game with the flagship console chugging along under 30 frames.
No way. The time is necessary to heavily optimize the code for that aging hardware, but also to make sure the PS5 Pro, which will be faster, can hit that native 4K60 ceiling they're aiming for.
And on top of all that, there is, you have to admit, some undeniable financial genius at play here.
Oh, absolutely. By shifting the release from spring to late November 2026, the biggest chunk of that guaranteed launch revenue, it gets strategically pushed into the company's fiscal year 2027.
Which stabilizes the long-term growth charts.
Exactly. Investors love it. They see projected revenue pushed out, guaranteeing powerful returns beyond just the immediate calendar year. It turns a massive short-term spike into, you know, sustained shareholder confidence.
It's a classic business move, just cloaked in the noble quest for perfection.
Perfectly put.
But it also means a lot of waiting for players, especially PC gamers. The source material notes that with this console delay now formal, the PC port, which always lags behind,
way behind,
is now statistically unlikely to show up until late 2027, maybe even early 2028. You'll be seeing videos of this game for years before you can play it on a high-end rig.
The patience is real. So, okay, we've established that it's delayed and why, both financially and technically. Now let's dig into the core reason this game is such a system killer.
This brings us to the engine itself. Let's unpack the Rage 9 engine. This is Rockstar's proprietary engine, ninth iteration. The sources describe it as an untamed beast. What is it doing that's creating this catastrophic computational demand? It can't just be higher resolution textures.
Oh, it is so much more than textures. The revolutionary core feature of Rage 9 is real-time fluid dynamics. And if you're picturing waves crashing on a beach, you are thinking way, way too small.
This is total persistent environmental simulation.
That's it.
And here's where the analysis gave us a genuine aha moment. The physics calculations go so far beyond just large bodies of water. The engine is simulating continuous, detailed physical interactions across the entire world.
Yes, think about the level of detail, the granularity. The reports say the engine is calculating things like sweat accumulation on a character's skin based on their exertion and the ambient temperature.
So if you run around in the sun, you'll actually get sweaty.
You'll get sweaty. It models the actual deformation and cling of clothing because of humidity, how the fabric hangs, how it stretches. It even simulates real-time blood viscosity.
Wait, blood viscosity. So you're saying the engine isn't just slapping a red texture on the wall.
Well,
it's calculating how thick or thin that virtual liquid is and how gravity affects its flow and how it pools on a surface.
That's staggering.
It is. This persistent, granular simulation for every object, every character, every fluid. That is precisely why the current Zen 2 CPUs are just maxing out. It's an excruciating load.
Wow.
And it confirms the delay isn't just polish. It's about making the basic physics run at an acceptable rate.
That makes the delay feel, well, necessary instead of just punitive. So, okay, we have a clear problem. Incredibly demanding software is being held back by existing hardware. Now, let's pivot to the market's immediate response.
Yeah.
Just overwhelmingly powerful hardware designed to crush any limitation.
Right. We're jumping from internal dev memos to the chaos of CES Day 3.
If Rockstar asked for your patience.
MSI showed up to demand your entire savings account. We are talking about the MSI RTX 5090 Lightning Z. And the sources describe this thing as looking less like a PC card and more like a massive, sculpted cyberpunk engine block.
That's a good way to put it. It's built on the new NVIDIA Blackwell architecture using that new 4mm TSMC process.
So let's run through the specs, because the numbers themselves kind of tell the story of XS here. It's got 32 gigabytes of GDDR7 memory. That's the card's dedicated VRAM. And it's clocked at a blistering 32 gigabits per second.
Which is just an insane speed for texture streaming. And you need that to feed the actual processing power. It packs over 24,000 CUD cores.
And CUD cores are basically the individual workhorses inside the GPU.
Exactly. So having 24,000 of them on one consumer card is just, it's an unprecedented scale. It shows how much NVIDIA is pushing parallel processing.
But all that power comes with a terrifying appetite for energy. The TDP, the thermal design power, is 600 watts stock.
600 watts.
And in overclock mode, that can push up to 750. You're going to need to call an electrician before you install your new graphics card.
Seriously. But the performance benchmarks, they do justify the scale. The early tests show this card running Cyberpunk 2077, still the gold standard for graphics, with path tracing overdrive on, at a native 80 frames per second.
And here's the key technical detail the sources all point out. It hits that 80 FPS without relying on upscaling or AI tricks like DLSS frame generation.
It's pure raw performance, a level of performance that was genuinely considered computationally impossible last year. It doesn't just improve performance, it obliterates the old ceiling.
This just illustrates the industry cycle perfectly. A problem arises, like Rage 9 being too demanding, and the market's immediate answer is to deliver just overwhelming excess.
But this specific card introduces another layer of excess that we really have to question.
The feature that stole the show at CES, the embedded 8-inch touch OLED panel right on the GPU shroud, a screen on the video card.
It's physically absurd. MSI did, however, try to give three specific non-gimmicky reasons for it.
Okay, let's hear them.
Well, first, they say it's for real-time monitoring of stats like VRAM temperature and frequency.
Okay, that's sort of useful.
Sort of. Second, they added touch-based overclocking controls right on the panel, so you don't need desktop software. And third, and this is the most consumer-facing one, it can be a dedicated Discord notification display.
A Discord screen on the side of my PC.
Right.
But then you see the rumored price tag, $2,999. And you have to wonder if those features justify it. The sources noted this single component costs more than a used car.
And that's the critical question this card forces us to ask, you know.
Yeah.
Does this combination of extreme power and, let's be honest, an integrated vanity display represent true innovation? Or have we just reached peak capitalism in PC hardware?
It feels like you're buying a physical luxury item that just happens to run games rather than a necessary piece of tech.
Exactly.
It definitely redefines expensive patience. You wait for the software, and then you pay $3,000 for the solution. Okay. Let's shift gears completely, moving from gaming hardware to the high-stakes reality of neuroscience and biotech in Austin, Texas.
This is the third part of our Wednesday shock, and the implications here are profound. We're moving way beyond dollars and frames per second now. We are talking about Neuralink.
And the news is that Elon Musk's company has received official FDA approval for commercial mass production of the N2 chipset.
And that distinction is everything. Commercial mass production. Until this week, this technology was strictly limited to research, to highly controlled clinical trials.
But now the N2 chipset is officially transitioning from a research tool to a consumer product.
And the logistics reflect that. The reports highlight this new automated factory in Austin, equipped with specialized laser surgical robots. These robots can implant the device with astonishing efficiency.
How efficient?
Under 15 minutes for the entire procedure.
15 minutes. To directly connect the human brain to the web. That speed, that accessibility, it fundamentally changes the ethical and commercial conversation around this.
Right.
It turns complex surgery into an outpatient procedure.
Instantaneous, radical connectivity. But with that comes equally radical risk. The source material included a highly detailed red team analysis that focuses on the new cybersecurity dangers here. And this is genuinely sobering to read.
Let's spend some time on this because the threats they detail are unlike anything we've talked about before. The first one is what the report calls memory ransomware.
The concept is terrifying. It's malware designed to lock access to an individual's own short-term memory until a crypto payment is made.
So what does that even feel like? You just can't remember the last few hours.
The last few days. You lose access to what you just learned, who you just talked to, until the attacker gets paid. It's hijacking cognition, holding a person's immediate reality hostage.
And the attacks aren't just limited to when you're awake and using it. The analysis suggests a second and maybe even more pervasive threat, subliminal ad injection.
Yeah. The reports discuss the engineering possibility of broadcasting commercial signals directly to the visual cortex. And the analysis specifically raises the risk of targeting people during REM sleep.
Commercials in your dreams. Using a direct neural link to bypass any kind of conscious filter. That is a profound violation of autonomy. If your visual cortex can be accessed, your dreams are no longer a private space.
That's it. The line between external digital influence and your own internal biological reality is just. It's erased in that 15-minute procedure.
When you integrate the brain directly with a system as inherently flawed and vulnerable as the modern internet,
or data, but personal autonomy and cognitive integrity.
So we step back and look at these three massive announcements. The demands is the delayed GTAC, the nearly $3,000 power of the RTX 5090, and the commercialization of the N2 brain chip.
Mm-hmm.
What's the unified message from this deep dive?
Well, the theme from our sources is definitely clear. 2026 is going to be defined by expensive patience.
You wait longer for perfection because the software is hyper-demanding. When the solution arrives, you pay an astronomical cost for raw, overwhelming power. Performance is being reserved for those who can afford extreme speed and scale.
And that price extends far beyond money. It goes right into the ethical sphere. The market is accelerating toward a radical future, whether it's hyper-realistic fluids or direct neural connectivity, but it forces you, the individual, into a choice.
Right.
As the source material concluded, the question is, what's your personal boundary? The N2 chip will soon be sold as a consumer product, promising immediate radical capability. But are you willing to accept the cybersecurity risks, the potential for memory hijacking or dream infiltration for that connectivity?
If the line between biological reality and digital advertising could be erased in a 15-minute commercially mass-produced procedure, what is the ultimate price of this radical immediate connectivity?
Hmm.
What is the real risk we accept in the pursuit of the next technological frontier? That's the heavy question left hanging in the air this week. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.